Police departments would have an easier time recruiting if a cop's life were the way it's depicted in Hollywood. But few officers live in million-dollar homes, and they don't always get the bad guy. So police recruiters can't offer the prospect of glamour to prospective officers. But departments across the country are short-staffed, and they're aggressively competing for candidates. Deborah Baer of member station KPCC in Los Angeles reports.
As waves of baby boomers retire, demographics are not on the side of police departments, says Anthony Batts, the chief of police in Long Beach.
We've gone through baby boomers, echo boomers, and now to Generation X. And the reality is that the population pool, period, is shrinking in the United States. The number of applicants to become police officers is getting smaller.
So departments are stealing from each other. Batts says Long Beach lost a lot of officers last year to smaller cities like Irvine and Huntington Beach until the city approved big pay raises.
Smaller agencies have figured out they don't have to put the money in to train someone to go through the academy. They'll go to a medium-sized organization like Long Beach or a major-sized organization like Los Angeles and entice the senior officers over with bonuses, with higher pay.
$10,000 signing bonuses are becoming more common, along with mortgage assistance. The California Commission on Peace Officers Standards and Training reports that in this state alone, 600 law enforcement agencies are short 10,000 to 15,000 officers. Jeremy Wilson with the RAND Center on Quality Policing says it's the same story across the nation, and the bidding war is putting cities with budget problems at a disadvantage, like New Orleans and San Diego.
Agencies that aren't able to pay salaries similar to other organizations are going to find it much more difficult to remain competitive in today's environment.
When the CIA and the FBI are advertising on buses, then you know either you've got a problem or it's serious.
That's Los Angeles Police Commander Kenny Garner, who's in charge of an aggressive campaign to hire nearly 1,000 new officers.
Recruiting in today's environment, we have the perfect storm. 9/11, wars on two different fronts, and so the eligible men and women are either on the security front or the law enforcement front or in the armed services. Everybody's hiring at one time.
Leave us alone!
Driver's got a gun.
Departments that can afford it are pulling out all the stops with slick media campaigns and websites touting the excitement of police work.
All right, show me around.
For the officers of the LAPD, it's all in a day's work.
Hiring cops is a numbers game, says Steve Krall, head of the California Police Chiefs Association. The screening and background checks are exhaustive, and the training is rigorous.
It takes about 100 applicants to produce one person who makes it all the way through.
Krall says many law enforcement agencies have had to adjust their standards. For example, credit problems and bankruptcy were once disqualifiers. Now it depends on the circumstances. Some police academies are offering financial management courses and revising physical fitness requirements. And many departments have abandoned their zero-tolerance policy for drugs, opting to focus on how long ago rather than whether a person used. But lowering standards is a slippery slope, says Long Beach Police Union President Lieutenant Stephen James.
It certainly makes people uncomfortable, but at the same time, we don't have enough officers on the street.
Staring down a staffing crisis, police recruiters are pushing the envelope in surprising ways. Lieutenant James learned just how far when he was in Boston's Fenway Park recently and went to the men's room during the game.
And in front of every other urinal was an advertisement by the Scottsdale Police Department in Boston to recruit people to come to Scottsdale, Arizona to be police officers. If that's where we're trying to recruit, we really have had to try to think outside the box.
Get away from the car or I'll shoot her! I'm gonna kill her, man!
Listen to me. Why don't you just let her go?
For NPR News, I'm Deborah Baer.
Girl's coming out.
Hey, John, lower the gun, buddy.